WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's 17 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for some patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, same story as yesterday. Partly cloudy to cloudy with a high around 33. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. One suspect in a November 26th Council Bluffs shots fired incident is in custody. The other was killed in a shootout near the U.S.-Mexico border. Council Bluffs police Wednesday evening say 30-year-old Megan Bressman was located and arrested on a Council Bluffs police warrant for accessory after the fact, as well as valid warrants out of Nebraska. She was located in a residence in the west end of Council Bluffs and apprehended alone and without incident before being transported to the Pott County Jail. The second suspect in the shooting, Benjamin Manley, was on the run for weeks. KETV in Omaha says Manley died after being hurt in a shootout with the U.S. Border Patrol. The Border Patrol chief said a driver exchanged gunfire with agents at an immigration checkpoint. A local law enforcement source told the station that Manley was that shooter, and U.S. Marshals confirmed they are no longer looking for him. The incident they're suspected of involvement in happened outside of a gas station or convenience store at 1305 North 25th Street in Council Bluffs. An adult female was returning from the store to her vehicle when she was fired upon by the subject believed to be Manley. She escaped, but her vehicle was struck by two rounds of fire from that weapon. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening discussed at length a proposed resolution to approve a revolving forgivable loan program, or RLFP, and appropriation for nonprofit organizations looking to rehabilitate houses in the community. The resolution had specifically mentioned Shift ATL, a nonprofit looking to rehab a home at 608 Hazel Street, but councilpersons Kathy Summers and Gerald Brink objected to the original wording in the resolution.
The first being that the way our resolution is written, it says that we're establishing a nonprofit housing rehabilitation revolving loan fund at the same time that we are committing ourselves to Shift Atlantic, but we haven't. It's like we're combining them into one resolution. We don't even know what's the total revolving loan fund going to be. I don't see that number anywhere.
Summers also was not pleased the RFLP was not open to other persons, or at least nonprofits, who may choose to pursue a similar course of action, that being housing rehab. Both she and Brink said they were in favor of the project itself, just not the way the funds were being assigned.
We've got two separate topics here that are being all lumped into one resolution, and I can't get behind the whole purpose of their reason for the resolution until we establish this fund. That's where I'm at, I guess.
So you feel we need a dollar amount first?
I feel like we should establish the fund and set the guidelines and the rules and understand what we're doing, and then they can apply for it.
I agree.
Shift ATL was specifically looking to receive $65,000 from a revolving loan fund, which they would be required to pay back within 1 year, regardless of whether the house sells or not once it's completed. The home in question was what most would call having good bones, that being a solid foundation, but requiring a good amount of work inside in order to make it livable. After about 35 minutes of discussion, the resolution was amended to read, establishing nonprofit housing rehabilitation revolving loan fund with a cap of $100,000 and establishing a partnership and making a budget appropriation. Alexis Fleener, Community Development Director for Southwest Iowa Planning Council, which acts as a flow-through agency for the funding, said afterward, "We will be a good example, and we hope that other people start nonprofits and come forward and rehab more houses."
City Council does not want to go into housing rehab, but you have funding to do housing rehab. And we are in it as volunteers with a board and some other financial backing from a bank too for the construction loan. What we're talking about here is just the purchase price of the home. Then we will work with a bank to get the construction loan to finish the house, sell it, and then the money comes back to the city.
In other business, the Atlantic City Council approved tree trimmer licenses for Cook Sanitation and Top Hand Tree Service. They held and passed the first reading of an ordinance amending the Code of Ordinances of the City of Atlantic by amending Chapter 106, which is entitled Collection of Solid Waste, and the council approved a change order in the amount of $1,600 for the Atlantic Golf and Country Club drainage project. The latest information from the state of Iowa's coronavirus dashboard as of just before 7 a.m. today show the deaths statewide stand at 3,354. The underlying causes for deaths are 3,078, while 276 account for contributing factor deaths. Long-term care facility deaths are up one this morning to 1,135. Long-term care facility outbreaks are up from 141 Wednesday to 146 today. There are nearly 5,900 positive cases at those facilities and 3,016 recoveries. The state data show that 1.3 million Iowans have been tested for coronavirus, with a total of 204,840 recovered. The number of positive COVID-19 cases statewide as of this morning is at 1,961 to 262,198 altogether. Iowa's 14-day positivity rate is at 13.7%. The 7-day rate is at 10.4%. You can read more data in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In our funeral announcements this morning, Sean Havoc, age 51 of Harlan, died Sunday at his home. A private family funeral service for Sean Havoc will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Marcus Walter Kaufman, age 71 of Erling, died Friday at his home. A private mass of Christian burial for Marcus Kaufman will be held today at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Evelyn Ann Jacobson Plum, age 89 of Stillwell, Kansas, died Saturday. Graveside services for Evelyn Jacobson Plum will be today at 1 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Marilyn Graybill, age 85, of Audubon, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Marilyn Graybill will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Howard Lee Justice, age 89, of Ankeny and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Due to COVID, a private burial service for Howard Justice will be held this Saturday with a visitation on Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Ankeny Memorial Funeral Home. Lauren Spohr, age 59, of Manning, died December 4th. A mass of Christian burial for Lauren Spohr will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Betty Johnson, age 69, of Ankeny, died Tuesday at her son's home in Ankeny. Graveside committal services for Betty Johnson will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Oak Hill Cemetery near Brighton. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Ronald Swope, age 77, of Atlantic, died November 17th. Graveside rites and military services for Ron Swope will be in the Atlantic Cemetery on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Rican Funeral Home of Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Walter Bud Peterson, age 80, of Adair, died Sunday. A visitation for Bud Peterson, without the family present, will be on Sunday from 1 until 5 p.m. at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. A celebration of life and interment will be at a later date. Judy Ritchie, age 73, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at her home. Private family memorial services for Judy Ritchie will be on Monday at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Greg Allen Reed, age 69, of Griswold, died December 11th. A memorial service for Greg Reed will be at a later date and at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Rican Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. That is a check of our news of this hour, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.